Let us pray. Almighty God, who liberates us from that which would bind us, set us free again today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Exodus story, this big story of God hearing the cries of the Israelite people and liberating them from slavery out from under Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and thus holding to the promise that God will be their God and lead them into the promised land, is arguably the most defining story of the entire Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament. It's a story that defines the people, but so too it defines God. The story is so important and action-packed that at times Hollywood has decided to cash in on it. And so no doubt some of us know or have become familiar to this story through the likes of Charlton Heston or DreamWorks Animation or most recently Batman Moses, played by Christian Bale. But more importantly, it's a story that permeates the entire witness of the faithful. And so dozens of times as you read through the scripture, especially the Old Testament, but even into the New Testament, you get, it's alluded to in this way, you hear this phrase, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now, interestingly, most of the time when that phrase is uttered or written, it's not actually said to the people God brought out of Egypt. It's said to the descendants of those people, or more likely the descendants of those people. And yet it doesn't read, I am the Lord your God who brought your great-great-grandmas and grandpas out of Egypt. No, it says, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In some ways, maybe it's not surprising. After all, in the scripture Pastor Dixon read this morning, that all that instruction about the lamb, here's when you slaughter the lamb, and here's how you prepare it, and here's what you do with the leftovers, and make sure you put the blood on your door, because the Spirit of God's going to come through and kill all the firstborns of the animals and the people, and if you have the blood on the door, then God will pass over those places. After all that instruction, God says, this day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it. And so the people did. And they kept proclaiming, this is the Lord, our God, who brought us out of Egypt. There's something in the remembrance of the promise which makes the promise present and effective in the here and now. Pastor Loos, in preparing to preach in Minneapolis this morning, wrote in an article, and he talked about memory. He said, memory is both vital and fragile. Vital in the sense that we get our identity from what we remember about who we are and where we've been and who's been influential in our lives. And also, memory is fragile. We tend to forget sometimes. Sometimes we mix up the details. We can lose our memory. One of my dearest mentors and pastors used to say that basically when you come to church each week, us pastors tell you the same thing every week. You're loved by God. You are forgiven and set free. You are ordained in the world to do good work and care for your neighbors and the creation. You are God's beloved child. And he said, you know, if you people weren't so forgetful, us pastors would be out of a job. Now, of course, us pastors need that remembrance just as much as anybody else. We need to hear it. And so the remembrance is a way of getting into the here and now. I think about All Saints Day. This festival in the church where perhaps, hopefully, you remember influential people in your life, people who have loved you, perhaps most importantly, people who have died, who are not around in the same way. And what does it do when you remember the stories or images of those people. I remember my grandpa Bob today, who sadly died when I was a sophomore in high school. But I remember Christmas, Grandpa Bob sitting in his easy chair, us grandchildren on the floor, opening presents, and him beaming through his spectacles, just grinning at us. And if Grandpa Bob happened to catch your eye, if you looked over at him, he would give you this quick little spry wink just to let you know he saw you. And even in that remembrance right now, it does something to me. I can feel the love of my grandfather right now. Perhaps you know what I'm talking about. It's no wonder that the African-American slaves looked to this story as a story of hope for them. They heard and read this story, and they had no problem saying, hey, this is about us. When God said, this day shall be a day of remembrance for you, they heard, yes, remember what God does. This God brings freedom. And then they composed spiritual songs which proclaimed that freedom even in the midst of the earthly reality of being bound in slavery. That's faith. Now, being a privileged person in the world, I find it difficult for me to relate to the story in that same way. And yet, could the liberating God even encounter other powers to which we are imprisoned? For instance, at times in my life, I have been imprisoned to my own anxiety. What does the liberating God have to say about that? Well, thankfully, God has come in the mouth of a preacher or a good friend and has come to me and said, Charlie, you're free. You're free. And then sometimes I forget it again, and I need somebody to tell me again. There are many pharaohs lurking around in our world. God knows there are many slaveholders prowling about. Perhaps you might have been a slave to grief at times, or sickness, or worry, or sadness. Or maybe fear of others. Sometimes we are slaves to thinking that our worth is based on our achievements or the success of our children, perhaps how good we look. We can be slaves to our own guilt and shame. And yet in the midst of that, God sends a word to break through it all. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Yes, you. When Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper, he takes the bread and he takes the wine and he says, this is my body, this is my blood, take it, eat, drink. And then he says, you know, many of you know the words, do this for the remembrance of me. And in the remembrance, it becomes effective here and now. Remember, you have a God, a Christ, a beloved Savior who breaks the chains of all of the pharaohs, of grief, of sickness, the chains of death, breaks the chains of hell itself. What currently binds you up? Well, as a knuckleheaded preacher, all I can give to you this morning is to say this. You're free. And may the God of liberation, the Christ who sets us free in this life and the next, hold us and keep us in that word now and forever. And if you happen to forget it in the next 6 days, we'll be here again next week. Amen.